for how to approach the sun. At the end of the phone call, my friend said, "You know, I already knew most of the answers we talked about, but what helped most was just that you understand. I know I'm not alone." Connection may be intangible and invisible, but so is a molecule of an antibiotic, and both are powerful aids in times of trouble. Reality. At the same time that you and I need connection with one another, we also need the reality that comes with relationship. That is, you need to get with people who know you and who know something about the problem. Reality has to do with advice, wisdom, expertise, experience, and competence. It can be about who you are as a person and about your own tendencies and reactions. It can be about the subject matter you're facing right now. Reality has to do with what is and what do I do now. We all have a tendency to think, my problem's unique. No one has faced this in the same way that I'm having to face it. And it's certainly true that nothing is exactly the same for two different people. We're all like snowflakes in our uniqueness and therefore in the uniqueness of our experiences. But being snowflakes doesn't mean that we can't all become snowmen using the same principles. Your situation and problem have been faced, generally speaking, by lots of people who have come before you in history, and there's a finite number of ways that we can struggle. There are lots of problems, but not an infinite number of them. People can provide you with the perspectives and solutions that can go a long way for you. I was talking to a woman whose boyfriend had strayed from her and had lied about another relationship he was having. This experience was devastating because she was very attached to him and thought he was the one. Her kids also loved this man, and she didn't know how to approach the matter with them. It was a heartbreaking problem for this woman, and one in which she had no experience. She had been widowed and soon thereafter gotten connected to this man. So all the complexities of dating and betrayal and healing and forgiveness and blended family dynamics were a new and very unfamiliar world for her. I was at an airport between flights when she called me. I asked her how urgent things were. Did she want to wait until I was home next week to talk longer? Did she want me to refer her to a therapist that I'd recommend for that situation? Or did she want to talk now in the few minutes we had until my flight left? She opted for the latter. Within 30 minutes, we had unraveled the problem and put together a basic and workable game plan. She was to make a clear and clean break with the man who had shown no signs of wanting to give up the other woman. She was to tell the kids in age-appropriate language and without the gory details that he would not be coming around anymore. She was to get into a support group with people who were better versed in the singles world and could mentor her. She was to talk to these people before she started another relationship and run the new guy past them. And she was not to bring her kids into connection with the man she was dating until she was in the engagement phase. This is my personal counseling rule to protect kids. All of these suggestions formed a healthy path for her to walk. My friend was surprised that we got so much reality handled in one phone call. She thought it would take weeks and weeks of conversation. I said, well, sometimes it does, but you were very open and non-defensive. You wanted